this second meeting, I have another burden that is timely and is also a teaching moment or perfecting moment. I think actually one best way to learn and be trained and be perfected is actually with cases and situational. Otherwise, it could be just some principles and theories out there. Before I do that, just one more item on the previous session. Not only this giving should apply to us individually, you know, brothers or saints, but this applies for sure to a couple, because, you know, the wife many times holds the purse strings. Not uncommon, it's okay, but we must help our wives who tend to be more, you know, because they watch at the financials, they have to watch the budget, and things like this. And, you know, sisters are more refined and more careful. And so you need to have good fellowship, or help the saints to have good fellowship as a couple. Brothers and sisters, and really be before the Lord. Don't just merely be stirred up, but really bring this matter to prayer, because it's exceedingly serious related to the Lord's present move. So let the couple come to terms in one accord in this matter, as the Lord has prospered, and as the Lord has put within them the level of earnestness and grace. But one more thing I would like to say is churches. Not only couples, which are the giving units. The church is a giving unit. The church is a giving unit. And what applies to us individually applies to the church as well. So not only an individual can become is frugal, a church can be frugal. Do you follow me? Under the eldership. That means the elders are frugal. Then the church will be frugal. Frugal actually is a good word. There's a not so good a word. What is that? What would that be? Miserly. Miserly. Just pinch the dollars and cents. So with you have to learn to give and trust the Lord for his supply. And sometimes even give beyond what you ordinarily would give under certain circumstances. The church is the same. You know, we all want to save up for the church, right? I don't know for what, but for something. You already have a beautiful meeting hall, but you still need $1 million account in your church. I don't know what you need that $1 million for, really. So you need to support a team. You need to, you know, whatever. Yes, okay. I am not here advocating carelessness or, you know, craziness or not being prudent. As the Lord's stewards, right? These are all the Lord's money. But I tell you, an eldership could also be miserly. An eldership. That eldership are just misers. Oh, and what is the other word? Not miser.
Stingy.
Then the whole church is stingy. And I tell you, that church will also shrink in blessing. Trust me. How the Lord would deal with us individually, he also deals with churches. Same thing. So I'm not, asking you to be imprudent. Yeah? We need to exercise prudence because we're stewards. But brothers, as the Lord has prospered the church, let the church also, don't you as leading brothers keep blessing away from the saints. Because of you. Because you're so stingy, the church misses the blessing. That's unfair. Actually, after all, they gave. And yet you deprive them of blessings, then you're not prudent. You're not actually a good steward. You know, there are saints who gave, and then they found out their gift was not used. They're unhappy. But they cannot say anything because they gave it already. It's under the hands of the elders. Because the elders are not generous, you know. Now, I'm not condemning, I'm not judging. I know even in this recent blending center how generously the churches gave, even out of their funds, out of their regular funds. I thank the Lord. I think there's a lot of thanksgiving, at least in my heart, towards the Lord for this blending center down the street. But I'm just like to say something as a chance to perfect us in even the administration of the church. Individuals can have a personality. A church can have a personality. And that personality reflects the elders' personality, collective personality. All right? So be before the Lord. Now, the next session here, I like to talk about something not pleasant, but necessary. And that is, you know, the Lord's recovery. You know, we're in the book of Numbers. This next week, we're going to have the third of this series of training in the book of Numbers. And that will be the final of the series of three. And what is the book of Numbers? It is about numbering God's people for warfare, which warfare is actually a priestly service. You know, the priestly service is a military service. I don't have time. You have to go back to Numbers. So they're numbered to be an army, God's army on the earth. The entire nation is a fighting army, just like Israel today. Israel today, right, you go to Israel, the girls have guns, and everyone have to be conscript, am I right? Or the draft is just standard procedure. And because the nation is constantly at war. There's no peace in Israel. You understand what I'm saying. It is constantly in a state of war. Just like North and South Korea, there was an armistice, but technically it's still at war, North and South Korea. So you have to have that vigilance. You have to have that kind of readiness and preparedness for anything. Well, the Lord's recovery, same thing. The recovery is in a constant state of spiritual warfare. If you don't think that way, there's something amiss. So, in this sense, we're always fighting a battle with who? Not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and power and the evil forces of darkness, of course. This includes not only Satan himself, God's enemy, our enemy, but also his hosts. That includes, one, the evil spirits in the air, they're in the air, who carry out the orders of Satan. Two, the demons that is in the deep, in the waters, and even on the earth. Demons, all right? The disembodied spirits of various prehistoric beings. Number three, humans. Human that would become instruments of Satan, of the evil spirit, and the demons to act out in concert with these evil beings to carry out Satan's will. And Satan's will is, of course, to steal and to destroy. That's the enemy's work, humanity made for God. But more specifically, it is to deal with, to go after the Christians. He is the accuser of the brothers, all brothers. As long as you're Christian, you're a target. But even more than that, against what? Against the church. The church is his nemesis, huh? You can say. And Satan hates the church because that is God's goal and that is God's means to destroy him. So this is a colossal death struggle that Satan has. And so the gates of Hades, right? The gates of Hades, which really from which Satan operates, is against the church. But the gates of Hades, we promise, will not prevail. Amen. Against God's church. Amen. In the end. However, the struggle is here today, before the coming of the kingdom. And we also know that not only the church in that sense, but the church in a very particular sense, and that is the recovery, what we call the Lord's recovery. That is a very small number of people like us, but not just us, but from our predecessors, from the past ages. Tiny little Israel, of course today the population has swollen, but still tiny little places with a tiny little strip of land. And yet, it is hated by Satan, by all the countries around, with the explicit purpose to wipe it off the map. Am I right? And today, U.S. is, quote-unquote, at the brink of war with Iran, who support the Hezbollahs, who support all the kind of terrorist, anti-Israel terrorist organizations, this and that. It is a struggle. That struggle is a picture of our struggle in the spiritual domain. So the recovery from the very beginning of the Lord among us in these last almost 100 years has actually been a history of warfare. You know it or not, it's a history of warfare. And just like Israel, you know, eventually that nation of Israel, God's people, the land should be much greater than where they are today. It goes to the rivers. Am I right? The land of Emmanuel. But today, they are doing their best to survive and at least to stand their ground and not be run into the sea, you know, Mediterranean Sea, which is what they want to do. Well, in the similar fashion, brothers, we in the Lord's recovery, we are really nobody and just a small little group of people. Small. You know, in the U.S., our number is of active saints is no more than 30,000. This includes Canada, by the way. And minuscule number compared to the whole population of North America at 300, you know, including Canada, 350, 60, 70 million. Million. That's more. And yet, our presence is intolerable from Satan's, the devil's standpoint. And so, in our history, from time to time, there are these things called turmoil. The enemy would use two things. Number one, the outside opposition, mainly from the religious sector. to oppose. And also internally, from our own ranks of unhappy, discontented, offended, believers, or ambitious, impure ones, to do the work of bringing in either, you know, you read the Timothy's, huh? You have many things, the bringing in of all kinds of things that are impure, philosophies, Judaism, the world, and all manners of things to corrupt the church. And then all the way, and also to bring in heresies and things like this, to undermine the faith. And but not only so, but he would stir up certain ones from the inside to dissent and to oppose and even to attack the apostles, like Paul. Names were named, actually. Named. Alexander the coppersmith. Named. These are ones. Mark these ones. They do the work of division. They do the work of poisoning. They do the work of undermining. They do the work of drawing men to themselves. They do the work of corrupting. This is warfare, brothers. And we should not be surprised. I would even say we should not be scared in that sense. Huh? Because this is the Lord's recovery. If this is not the Lord's recovery, we probably won't have a lot of these things. You will still have some, but not that kind of fierceness or that kind of viciousness. In the last turmoil, back in the 80s, Brother Lee said something that is significant. He said, brothers, this particular turmoil, and I was in the middle of it because I was in Anaheim, right smack dab in the eye of the storm. He said, brothers, this rebellion is unreasonable. Therefore, it is not just man-made. This is demonic. The evil spirits are working. It's not just human beings being ambitious or whatever. No. There's those things. But he said, this is something of the demon. I'm not a superstitious person, but I'll tell you a story. I didn't tell this too much. During that time of rebellion, I was in Anaheim. Brother Lee couldn't come to the meetings. So we have to face a lot of onslaught, evil, vicious, you have saints that are with us for years, just like overnight, look different. Going from house to house, with the full intention to poison. You couldn't believe those saints would do it. Maybe some others, but not them. But they were doing it. With earnest, talk about earnestness, with great earnestness. They have found their cause. This is the meaning of their life. To destroy as many saints as possible, as far as their faith in this ministry and in the Lord's recovery. And they were successful to some degree. So I was there. And I don't want to talk about all of this. I want to tell you that during that time, it was in that period, I think the rebellion has exploded, or have the so-called leprosy has come out. You know, I live in Fountain Valley, so I drive every day from Ball Road Meeting Hall. We didn't have La Palma or this, it's just Ball Road. Back to my home every day. So it was one night that I was driving. You know, you go east on Ball Road, I make a right on Euclid. You know Euclid, that there's a restaurant there, there's a bank there, and then Euclid, I take it all the way back home. Hundreds of times. And then I make a right turn on Euclid, just right there on Euclid. And at the corner, this is in the night, at the corner of my eye, just, you know, you just catch things. There's a car in the parking lot across the street. Okay? Suddenly turn on the lights. And whoever's in it, pedal to the metal and cut right across the street from the Euclid, the other side, right at the end. And your mind do a quick calculation. I said, it's going to hit me. No matter what, it's going to hit me. So the only thing I could do was to immediately step on the gas and speed up so perhaps it won't hit me right there at the door, right there. It was like, I don't know how many miles an hour. It jumped over the median, you know, there's the median, and just nonstop. And so I step on the gas, it's like this. It still hit me. I knew, because I know in any event I'm going to be hit. So it hit the rear axle. I have a Volvo. It hit my rear axle and spun my whole car around to face the incoming traffic. You know what I'm saying? The median, I forgot now whether it is a curved median or just a painted median, but just like this. It was a man and a girl and a daughter, just ordinary people. They didn't even know what they did. And so we exchanged whatever. And the axle of my car is just like, you know, like this. It's just no good. I tell you, after that episode, I was very convinced that that was the enemy. That was the enemy. That was not some accident or mistake. It was the enemy. Many of you know L. Knox's son was killed right on the same area, on Euclid. You know L. Knox? Brother L. Knox, his son was killed in the same area during those days. Well, brothers, I don't want to say this to scare you, okay? But I'm telling you, it's real. The enemy's work is real. I'm not saying I'm somebody. Okay, I'm not saying I'm somebody, but surely at that time I was sort of very engaged and important to the whatever the situation was. Brothers, so recently, you know, over the years, even after Brother Lee, when Brother Lee was with us, of course we have turmoil. after Brother Lee, we continue. So in the 2000s, we have two major turmoil. That didn't affect everybody, but affect the Lord's recovery. One is in the Midwest part of this country, the other down south in South America. And that is internal. That is not external. That is all internal. And we have to face that and handle that and the coworkers with much, much exercise. You may not know, but you here also experienced in the late 80s and even before that. Am I right? Yeah. Other turmoils. But I tell you, the Midwest was devastated. We always say they have thousands of saints, one-third totally followed whatever. The other third are collateral damages. There's usually collateral. They lost their heart. They lost their confidence in the recovery. They just dropped out. And then a one-third remained. You don't know how many saints we lost in the Midwest, especially typical American saints in the Midwest. And so this decade of the 2010s, right? This decade, it's like it's quite peaceful and quite not that much has happened. I mean, there's always fires here and there, but in a major fashion. In fact, I think the Lord did a lot of building the oneness and the one accord, and even among here, am I right? This last 5-6 years, we're really under the Lord's blessing. I think the Lord is still working that out in a wonderful way. But I will tell you, that doesn't mean the enemy has gone to sleep. I can assure you that. It's a matter of time. So, just within the recent last 2 weeks, there was a posting on Facebook. All right, a posting on Facebook that is very, very super long letter by a couple who resides in Tennessee, okay, Knoxville, Tennessee, who use that, and they have friended. You know these things called friending? They friended a whole host of saints that they don't even know. But once you friend your Facebook posting goes to them. Just within the it was posted on the 9th of this month. So by now, what? Less than 2 weeks. And the nature of this posting is that it brought up all the personal grievances. There's always this personal grievances. And then brought up all the past things, allegations, opposition, whatever, in the past, you know, in the going all the way to the 70s. I mean, it goes all the way back to China. You know, there's an accusation that says Watchman Nee was a womanizer. Watchman Nee was a womanizer. Okay, it went all the way back. These things are nothing new to us, but it's news to many saints, especially the younger saints among us who don't know much of this kind of thing. And all the way to the various allegations and over time about Brother Lee, about LSM, about his family, about all kinds of things. About fraud, about criminality, about abuse. And leading to the present time, the main thing is abuse, the abuse in the recovery by the leadership and a cover-up of that. Now, we're living in a Me Too climate right now. These things are buzzing. Anytime you talk about this, you attract attention. That's the climate we're in. All right? This long, long missive of a posting to the unsuspecting or to the uneducated, to the ignorant, this is, whoa. This is like, I thought so. You know, if it happened in the Catholic Church, it surely is happening here. Do you follow? Stirring up the what? Sympathies. I tell you, brothers, when I talk this way, I'm not talking to you in theory. We have been through turmoils, and we know how it works. Sympathies. And, of course, there's always, the enemy always find the weak link. That's how the enemy works, to come in. So this is a weak link, these saints, mentally, in other ways, and then using that as to come in, to infiltrate. And the target is mainly the peers and younger, meaning millennial age and younger, including Gen Z, which is our students today. That was a stated target. And the saying is that this cover up, this evil, the dam is about to break. We're going to expose all of this. This is a hierarchical evil, starting with the co-workers down in the Lord's recovery. Now, brothers, when Brother Lee was with us, he told us in China, Brother Watchman Nee was the target, and hence he was the umbrella. So Brother Lee was never attacked. But after that, in the U.S., Brother Lee became the target because there's no Watchman Nee anymore covering us. Now Brother Lee is not here. I will tell you, the so-called co-workers are now the target. Okay? They're the target. To bring forth various kinds of accusations and allegations. Well, I like to mention this to you. We have a lot of exercise, how much to say, whether to say, even today, to you brothers. And within, I still feel, to be responsible, we have to bring this up with you. We have to bring this up with you. Because this is those taking the lead and bearing responsibility in the churches, in NorCal. So, in the coming training, the summer training, as the Lord leads and as the fellowship goes, we may have this kind of meeting with the leading ones from all the churches. We'll see. So I would like to ask you, brothers, you know, the first thing in learning to be a leading brother is to know what is confidentiality. Okay, brothers? We have so many meetings. The next thing you are on, maybe even now, you're already texting to somebody. Don't do that. Okay? Don't do that. You'll cause a lot of trouble. Even in your own church, brothers, things that are brought up among the elders and so forth, you must keep confidential things. By the way, this has legal ramifications. Just like what? Attorney and client privilege, physician and patient confidentiality, those have legal ramification. So, brothers, even pastor saying this, there is a protection there in their communication. Brothers, you need to keep whatever I shared this morning in confidence. Don't even talk to your wife. Don't. You just don't. If you want to talk to someone, talk to God. All right? Talk to the Lord. Pray. That's what I mean. But don't talk. Loose mouth sink ship at war. During war, loose lips sink ships. But I'm letting you know, because we're in family, and we all have an interest in the Lord's recovery or burden. Okay, so this kind of thing is aimed to corrupt the minds of the unsuspecting and to undermine the faith of the saints in the Lord's recovery, in the co-workers, in the church life. That is the specific intent. The confidence. And in the word, what? The Nazarite vow? It is to spread death, to corrupt and to kill by way of knowledge. And you know the tree of knowledge of good and evil. What did the Satan say? What did the devil say? The day you eat it, you will be like God. Your eyes will be open. He wasn't lying. The devil, just like any kind of shrewd person, they tell white lies, huh? Do you know white lies? All right. Your eyes will be open. You'll be like God. So they ate. Man ate. Their eyes were open. They see the nakedness. They became, quote, quote, like God. But they're dead. Brothers, you have to trust me. I'm not because I'm somebody. But you have to trust what we have passed through and what we have seen multiple times already. That the enemy has not changed in his tactic. He used different persons. He used different kind of story and narrative to build cases against the recovery, against the leadership. But the tactic is the same. The stratagem is the same. That is to deceive. That is to put fear. That is to undermine confidence. That is to put questions in the mind of the people. And brothers, forget about just the saints. Even you and I can be vulnerable to that. You, right now, you are vulnerable to that because you don't know that much. Oh, did you hear? Actually, Witness Lee is like that. You know that business? Really? You don't know even what's right or what's wrong, but question is already in. You know, the snake is like a question mark. Now you say, oh, you, Minoru Chen, you're probably trying to play a mind game on us right now. Because you want to protect the recovery. You want to protect yourself. So you are playing a mind game on us. I need to know the truth. let me go and study and find out the truth. By the time you find it out, you're dead. You have question about the recovery. You have question about the co-workers. You have question about the recovery. Where did the money go to? They're making all kinds of money. LSM is like a million dollar empire. And that's right, that's right. I always never thought of that one. And now they won $1 million for Ethiopia, you know? There's something going on here. There's something going on here. I better search it. I better find out by myself. Now, brothers, I am making some jokes, but this is not a joking matter. The enemy is... Every time God wants to move, the enemy comes in. Every turmoil. I'll tell you the last two. The first one with so-called Max Rappaport. The Lord was about to move in the whole country with the young people that we have gained, you know, really brought them to Orange County, etc. But the enemy uses our flesh, right? That's he uses. He uses our immaturity. He uses our all these things to bring forth a turmoil and rebellion. And that was stopped. Not only was it stopped the increase from that point on, even affecting us until now. This is 1978. The second was 10 years later, 1988. Brother Lee had spent 5 years in Taiwan to find out the God-ordained way to bring back to this country to work it out. He came back into a worse rebellion. By then, he was close to his 90 years old. He had limited energy and also illness. He could not do what he wanted to do because he needed to stabilize the situation and heal and restore. So that was a major setback. Brothers, this recent little thing, I won't call it a turmoil yet, but this kind of happening, to me is a sign the Lord wants to move. Amen. To me, confirms within me, the Lord is about to move in a new season in this country. The timing, you know, I'm not superstitious, but the day when this posting came out was the day we fellowshiped. We were working on with this 40 days prayer. You know the 40 days prayer for the summer college training? It's exactly that time. Exactly that time. And now we have a burden in this, most likely, in this coming training, to share about cities and migration for the heartland of America. You know, all of this. At this juncture. And now we're at the end of numbers. That means the army is ready to roll. Right at this juncture, this thing come out. So brothers and sisters, brothers, this is not coincidental. It's not accidental. Now, brothers, what I'm burdened is that we would have this background, and now I want to talk to you about how to face it. We'll have more to share probably in the coming days. All right. We have DCP, and DCP brothers have fought this battle nonstop. They involve in all the details, the history, all these things. So a lot of these accusations are not new, all right? And we also know these people we study in terms of their dependability, in terms of their experience and all of this. I tell you, this kind of thing, you know, you don't go to the internet and believe everybody's postings, do you? If you do that, you're unsound. You believe everything that Wikipedia says. You're unsound, all right? But when something like this is brought forth, immediately it attracts those who already have a propensity to believe these things. Who are they? Ex-members. Disgruntled people, including some from the Midwest. And also it would attract people who have themselves certain issues. You follow me? Certain problems. And this syncs with their personal bad experience, even personal. They pile on. So this posting attracted a good amount of comments, what they call comments. And there's also likes, there's also shares. And it's by this kind of forum where they feed on each other's, They feed on each other's energy, synergy, and they to keep this conversation alive, and their hope, as always, is to turn this into a movement. You know, that's today, crowdfunding. These are all movements, right? Huh? Yeah, to go viral. So this is one thing that today we're facing that we did not in the last two rebellions is the internet. So the speed and the reach we did not have before. They don't even need to go to your house. They just send you a post and link you to this and to that. And before you know it, it is spreading. And it is spreading. Now, brothers, what is our job? Brothers, number one, you have to be clear about the Lord's recovery. Amen. I tell you, all these things is a test even to us. Every time when there are these things, the first one, you are on the test. You are on the test. Now you say, therefore, we need to know certain things. That's right. That's right. We are now having much fellowship, the brothers, what to do to disseminate certain necessary information, because we're not hiding, we're not secretive. But we have to be very, very exercised and careful and wise, because we could do things that can stir up a storm ourselves if we're not careful. So you, brothers, need, as the first responders, be clear about these things. And I think there would be the forum and the time to help you. But you must not believe whatever is posted as the truth, as facts. And believe me, in this that we have studied, it is so many things are made up, you know, or third or fourth hand. When you talk about it enough, it becomes facts. Do you follow? Yeah. It becomes facts. And being church kids, they speak in a way that appeal to their peers, other church kids who may have less than positive experience in their home life growing up. So, for example, they would say the church is hypocritical. You can see how a church kid would respond to that because of their home life. Do you follow, brothers? That's how it works. So to gain sympathy, to get engagement, and to build conversation, and to make a movement out of this, an anti-church recovery movement. That's the stratagem. You have to be clear. Every turmoil, brothers, happen from the enemy side is to destroy and attack all of this. But from God's side, who allowed it, is always a purifying process to purify the saints. This is the Lord's recovery. And let me tell you this thing so you can rest. The Lord's recovery is well planted in the USA. It's not going to die. Okay? You'd be restful. Okay? You just can go to sleep. We have, in the past, so many say, the walls are crumbling. The recovery is Babylonian. It's over. Well, the recovery was never over, but the individuals were over. The attackers were over. They suffer the loss. I asked Brother Lee, what happened to these people? I was specifically asking about Max. What about these people? What kind? My question was, I was young, what kind of discipline will they suffer? What kind of loss will they suffer? You know what Brother Lee said? He said the fact that they're outside of the recovery is punishment enough. That stuck with me. You don't need to go and be hit by a car. No. Just to be outside of the realm of the recovery is a punishment enough. Oh, that helped me so much. Now, unless you don't see what the recovery is and what a blessing it is, you also have to realize as long as we are on the earth, even the recovery, it's not a perfect place. Nobody said the recovery is a perfect place. But imperfections, weaknesses, or even failures does not erase, right, the Lord's recovery. So they hired Balaam to go and curse Israel because Israel was really bad at the time, really bad. So this Balaam, a real prophet, went and cursed. And out came the tents of Jacob are beautiful. You say it is terrible. God says it's beautiful. And you can go argue with God. Who's right? And so the guy said, I'm not going to pay you. I hire you to curse. Do it again. So, okay, let me try again. Out came blessing again. God would not tolerate us to curse his people in spite or despite their condition. There's a lot of lessons to learn here, brothers. A lot of lessons to learn here. And there are ways, when you see certain needs in the recovery, to bring it up and resolve it. today, actually, a lot of those books are very relevant. Fermentation, and there are a number of books that came out in those areas where Brother Lee helped us how to face situations. Because there are sometimes genuine questions, proper concerns. That's okay. But how you raise it, how you bring it up, is another matter. You just don't do postings. And so this attracted the malcontent, the unhappy people, the ex-members. They smell blood. Now they're surrounding with comments and their contribution. And the whole thing is to get as many people out of the recovery as possible. That has happened before, time and time again. This morning I got up, and of course, we are, the co-workers are very much in this matter, like this. This morning I got up, I was very comforted by the Lord. I don't know what happened. Maybe I didn't sleep enough or something. But I was very comforted by the Lord. The Lord is like saying, don't worry. Don't worry. You know, that verse came to me last week, you know, from the recent Seattle conference. It says, stand firm in one spirit, with one soul. Strive together for the faith of the gospel. Then it talks about the opposers. He said, in nothing be threatened by the opposers, which is a token of their destruction, and to you, salvation. My, I tell you, that energized me, that strengthens me. And this morning when I saw the letter from Ethiopia, I say the Lord is moving on. Amen. Nothing is going to stop us. Nothing is going to stop the recovery, not even this. Amen. I was so comforted. Amen. And don't think for a moment I'm blind, I'm sweeping things under the carpet, I'm trying to help you all. Don't talk about these things. Just be ignorant. No, I'm not an ignorant person. So I've been through these storms. Brother Lee said, I've been through this so much that the cannon, the bullets fly, I can still sleep like a baby. I am appreciating now a little bit of that. However, we have a job to do. And that is our young people. They are the target. That means the millennial age, those who are in the late 30s and early 40s. These are the first of the millennials and down. These people are the digital generation. They get these things. Even when old folks don't get them, they get them. And they are hit with these things. So we have a job to do in the churches to monitor the situation, to oversee. The leading brothers are overseers. And what did Paul say? The Holy Spirit set you as overseers. He said, wolves will come out. Your job to keep an eye as shepherds of the Lord's flock for these things. So, brothers, this is part of our responsibility as leading ones, responsible ones, to watch over our flock, to care for their well-being. And these things are getting to them without you knowing. Now, do not go back and speak this way like I'm doing, because you will create a lot of unnecessary curiosities. Curiosity kills the cat. Is that right? Is that what it is? So don't do that. I'm speaking to you, but you don't go back and stir up things. You will cause more problems. But you will have saints who are burdened, concerned, and coming with an inquiry in an innocent, proper way. Then you have to respond. You don't say, oh, don't talk. No. We are ready. The word says we are ready to answer the question. Even the opposers, we're ready to answer with an answer. Let our speech be seasoned with salt, right? So now right now, we have not supplied you with materials to answer these, you know, every single allegation, but there's something general you can say. Number one, you can say the leading ones, the co-workers, are addressing this matter. We're not sticking our head in the sand. We're addressing this matter very carefully. Pray for them. Right? You can say that. You even don't know what's going on, but you can say that. I can tell you to say that because that's the truth. And number two, tell them, these saints, about the principle of death, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In every turmoil, that does more damage than anything. It's not the rebellion itself. It is the collateral damage of saints being led to the tree of right and wrong. Brother Lee said that when there was a turmoil in Shanghai in the 40s, he was asked to go there to help the church. There were all kinds of accusations of Watchman Nee. Brother Lee, almost like, I don't know whether he could answer all the questions, he said, I just have one question to ask you, saints. How was your condition before you touched these things, and how is your condition after you touch these things? To a man, they all say, our condition today is worse, spiritual condition, because it's death. You get to know, your eyes open, you're dead. Brothers, people who get into these things, they can change into a different person. Their life will be driven by questions. You know, find out the truth. Is this, they get into, they lose the spirit and the simplicity and the joy of the spirit. That's what happened. Brothers, we have ministered so much about not staying away from death. It is actually best not to even read these things. The way to find out who are we is not by reading this post. It's by reading the ministry magazine. What is this?
Ministry Digest.
Ministry. You can go to Ministry Digest. There's four messages on who are we. Go there. You get help. This post is not going to help you to know who we are. It's not a cover-up. To say this is not a cover-up. And number three, tell them not to engage in commenting, in responding, in even in fighting. You know, some may say, I'm going to fight for the recovery. I tell you, before you know it, that's a hook. They hook you in, into that conversation. And we've seen that happen too. Yeah. Lastly, stop all the gossip and talk. You know, did you hear? Did you see? Well, how do you feel? Brother, how do you feel? These people on that Facebook site is now asking for people with stories. Come up with your stories. So I feel we need to, brothers, I really feel we need to say this to you. Why? Because in Northern California, we have a lot of millennial saints, including some of you sitting here. And a lot of Generation Z, meaning the younger ones, they are the targets. So you brothers who are the millennials, you should exercise and help your peers, the working saints, the young adults, and so on, in a very, very careful way like this. Are you okay, brothers?
Amen.
Huh? Okay. I'm not stirred up. I'm not discombobulated. I'm not threatened. I'm not. But I'm sober. And we need to be sober when the enemy is on the prowl, huh?
Yes.
To seek whom they can what? Devour. You know the lion? Am I right?
Yes.
Seeking whom they can devour. And there are many innocent saints that can be taken. So we have a job to do to put a firewall around them, but in a wise way. Best not to talk about it, but you are watchful. And if you need help, if you need certain things, feel free to contact us, the co-workers, and we have the DCP situation. The brothers have lots and lots of backup material and a lot of history to help us in the coming days. I want to just end with this. I always like to look for the silver lining in anything. So I'm hoping that we can leverage this situation to actually inoculate our new generation.
Amen.
Because they're growing up, they need to know certain things.
Amen.
From the proper source.
Amen.
Not from this source, from the proper source. So that they can go on in the recovery in a clear way, in a faithful way. All right, I think this is good for this. Do you have any questions on this matter?
Minaro,
yes.
These points you gave us, is this more reactive? So if there is a situation, someone has contacted us, then we respond, or should we do it preemptively?
Both. Okay, for sure reactive, because when words come to you or saints come to you, you have to respond. So in that sense, reactive. But you also have to be anticipatory, meaning that you may know some who are vulnerable. You may know some that you know they will get hit by this. Do you know what I'm saying? So you need, in some cases, to preempt, if you will, and have some fellowship with them to inoculate, to help them defend themselves, you know. So it depends on the situation.
No, just to be clear, you're not suggesting that we say something not about this situation, but general to the churches, for example.
I would advise at this moment, maybe wait until the summer training. That's what I'm saying. Summer training, something may be spoken to all the leading brothers. But between now and then, I'm just giving you this fellowship because I'm here. And I think it is a good thing we do that. But don't do anything yet. Don't do anything yet. Did you hear that? Okay, you send it out to the brothers, that book? Yeah. There's a book on Brotherly Talk about how to face these things. It's very helpful. I don't recall the title of this. We'll get that to you maybe next week to all the brothers or something like that.